Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes boys up on Russell 28-19. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes girls coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough 72-43 loss to Russell tonight. A game that pretty much went right all night for them. And I know it was a game that you guys, I know you could play better.
Well, here's the thing. We talk about, you know, work ethic and working really hard and hustle. And we have that 100% of the time, all the time. But what we don't have is focus. And when you go on the road, sometimes you're going to get hit in the mouth, just like at Alma, just like here. And the only way to put that fire out or slow that train down when they're playing like that at home is to execute on offense.
Yep.
And so what we started doing is we weren't where we were supposed to be in our press offense. We weren't where we were supposed to be in our half-court trap offense. We weren't executing our half-court offense, whether they were in a 3-2 or a man. We had people running into each other. So we started rushing shots. And then they would get out and get a quick look, and they were making everything. So the only way, and you can say, yeah, we got to guard better, but you have to slow down and focus and execute, and then slowly but surely you can chip away. And we didn't do that. We got a lot of kids that work really hard, got a lot of great kids. I thought that we had two or three kids that never got shook, but I thought we had some other kids that got shook, and what it led to is them not being where they were supposed to be. And, you know, there's not – basketball season is such a long season, and there's yep. not – I don't know of a team that won't go through something like this. There's very few that won't experience a game like this throughout the year. We got to learn from that. And here's what's great, Matt. We're looking at a basketball team, in my opinion, talking about us, that is not where we need to be on the things I talked about with focus and execution.
Right.
And we're 6-1 in league.
Yep.
So had you told me that we would be 6-1 in the 5A West for the first half of conference, and as a staff and as players, we feel like, hey, we could still get a lot better. I mean, we still got a real high ceiling and we can get a lot better, then I would have took it in a heartbeat. We didn't play very well tonight. You give Russellville a ton of credit. They played excellent, shot the ball really well. I mean, when you're shooting threes and they're bouncing up and bouncing around and falling in, it's your night. And then they drained a lot too. But they played well and we didn't. And we got our butts kicked because of it.
You know, you don't ever want to get a loss, especially one like this, but at the same time, how much of a lesson learned could one like this be?
Well, with these kids, it's going to be a very valuable lesson, because we've been preaching and preaching and preaching. Kids don't learn as much when they win, and they have, you know, a lot of our kids have, they play really, really well at home. And then on the road, they get a little shook, and that's stuff we got to overcome, and we will. So sometimes you won't learn much until you lose, unfortunately, yeah. And that's just the way kids are. But that's a film where we can be like, this is what we're talking about. We're in five press offense, and we've got two people in the same spot. You know, here's where we're supposed to be in four game. Here's what we're supposed to be doing in our box offense against their half-court trap. And that leads to a rush shot. Now it leads to a run out for them. I mean, this is a team that will learn a lot from it, and we'll make sure they do too. And, hey, and I can tell you this too, you know, I got out-coached. I mean, I got out-coached. We got out-played, and that's what happens. And played a really good team tonight. Clay Reeves and I talking before the Greenwood game, and Coach Reeves has been doing this a long, long time. And he said, I haven't seen anybody in the state better than Mountain Home, Greenwood, or Russellville. And we're all in the same league. So, you know, it's basketball season goes from November through the end of February. And if you're lucky, you get into March. It's a long season. It's 5 months, 4.5 months. Sometimes you're going to get hit in the mouth, and you figure out you're going to – the good team, really good teams will learn from it.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight.
All right, thank you all very much. Hey, can I say something? I haven't said much about this, but I just my buddy Ron Chinskowski is down in Houston, and I just want him to know how many lives he's impacted in education and in relationships, and I just want him to know there's a lot of people that love him. And we think about him every second of every day, and we're praying for him, and just want him to know that I love him and that there's a lot of people that love him.
All right, thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Well, it was Mountain Home girls coach Dale. Let's get our some of our numbers here at halftime real quick. Right now, Mountain Home's leading scorer is Ryder McClain with 14 on the night, 6 for McGee Harris. 4 so far for Braden Dewey, and 2 each for Blaine Tate and Red Gilbert. Russellville with 9 for Caleb Smith, all in the second quarter. 5 for Cam Frazier. 3 for Donovan Villarreal, and 2 for Bryce Beavers. This game has had 2 ties and no lead changes. Rebounds right now, Mount Home with 10, Russellville with 5. And turnovers are actually even right now with Mount Home and Russell, both with 7. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more here on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. It is right now Mount Home leading Russellville 28-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
And we welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Right now, Mount Home up on Russell by 9 in this boys matchup. Again, this is the first half of a 5A West action for Mount Home. They'll start the second half on Friday night with a trip to Salem Springs, and then Tuesday night they'll be going to a week from tonight. That is, they'll be going to Harrison to wrap up their run of 4 straight road trips before we come back February 9th to the hangar for Sweetheart Royalty Night against Van Buren. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back and get the second half started in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading Russell 28-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance for us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or